Well, now, as promised, David James comes to these microphones. David and I have been talking about the blood moons and the prediction that they play a key role in end-time prophecy, supposedly by some of the prophecy teachers in our world today. And so David did an extensive research on it. He's written an excellent paper. He'll tell you where it's located so that you can read the paper. I actually read it this morning, and just very, very good information. But David, talk to me about the blood moons. I want to know what they are. It seems like radio and TV programs, entire websites are dedicated to this subject, YouTube videos, even books written about it. What is this all about? What is a blood moon?
Hi, Jimmy. Good to be with you again. Well, a blood moon is what a full lunar eclipse is called because of the color that the moon takes on when it's in the complete shadow of the Earth. If you hear about this on the internet or you hear about it on a radio program or something, you'll often hear now talk about what's called a blood moon tetrad, which means four consecutive blood moons or four consecutive lunar eclipses, full lunar eclipses, total lunar eclipses. And what is happening is that in April of this year, then again in the fall, and then next spring in 2015, and that fall, there will be total lunar eclipses actually occurring on Jewish feast days, the Passover in the springtime, and Sukkot, or the Feast of Tabernacles, in the fall.
So what causes the moon to look like it's blood? I understand that the moon simply reflects the light of the sun, so how does this all come about?
Well, it's the same principle as to why you see red during a sunset at night. It's just the Earth's atmosphere, or the chemicals in the Earth's atmosphere, the way it refracts the light. It filters out the blue, and then when the sun's light passes through it, it shows upon the moon, and when you only have just a small amount going through, it causes the light that hits the moon to be a reddish color.
Well, what caused all of these prophecy teachers to start preaching about the blood moon and saying it might or might not have some prophetic significance?
Well, back in 2008, a Hebrew Roots pastor, and we talked about Hebrew Roots movement last week, a Hebrew Roots pastor named Mark Biltz was doing some research, and he ended up on the NASA website that is dedicated to solar and lunar eclipses, and he was thinking about prophecies of Joel and Jesus and then in the book of Revelation, and he was just looking to see what blood moons might be, full lunar eclipses might be coming up in the near future, and what he discovered was, this was back in 2008, looking ahead, he discovered that on NASA's website, it showed that there were these full lunar eclipses, and they fell on Jewish feast days in 2014 and 2015. And so from there, he extrapolated and come to the conclusion that these may actually be related to end times events. And being back in 2008, he even suggested back then that they may be connected to the actual return of Jesus Christ at the end of the tribulation period, which means that there was some speculation that the rapture would even occur in 2007, 7 years prior to the full moon, full blood moon in 2015.
Well, that's a very interesting thought, but it's not really what the Bible talks about. The Bible warns against those predicting when the rapture will take place. It could happen in any moment. I remember way back in 1988, he was coming in 1988, and then that was miscalculated. It was 1989. I don't think he wrote 1990, but then Harold Camping come along in 2011, talked about it. This is dangerous for them to step out and speculate like this, is it not?
Well, it sure is. You know, Jesus in the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24 and 25, he told his disciples that no one would know the day or the hour, not the angels in heaven nor the Son, but the Father alone, and therefore they were to be watching at any time because it could come like a thief in the night. And what has happened is they've even turned this teaching of Jesus on its head, saying that he's actually giving a coded message to his disciples that he's telling them the precise time of his return. Because apparently there's a Hebrew idiom that the Feast of Tabernacles or the Feast of Trumpets, because it occurs on the first at the new moon of the month of Tishri, that you don't know whether it's going to be on the 29th or the 30th day of the month, and so it was the feast that no one knew the beginning of. But actually, that just doesn't fly, because the fact is, these lunar eclipses can be calculated very precisely, and on NASA's website, they'll go back 2,000 years into the past and 3,000 years into the future with absolute precision down to the minutes and seconds. And if you think about that, with Jesus Christ being the creator, that means that these planetary motions and the mechanics were set into place at the creation. So Jesus could have looked into the future and known when every solar and lunar event would happen throughout eternity.
You know, that's very interesting. I thought that was a key component of your article. By the way, tell people where they can read your article.
Yes, you can go to the Alliance for Biblical Integrity website, which is biblicalintegrity.org. That's just one word, biblicalintegrity.org. And if you look on the right-hand side, it will show recent articles, and you can click on that. It's the Blood Moon Tetrad article.
So must read. Go to that website and read David's article. You know, David, when we look at prophecy, we look at Joel chapter 2, we look at Acts, and when Peter in Acts chapter 2 referred back to Joel's prophecy, when we look at Revelation chapter 6 and verse 12 and following, when it talks about signs in the skies, the Lord will use signs in the end times, but why would this not be a sign?
Well, you know, when you look at the major events where God uses signs in nature to either be a warning or of judgment, or actually even the judgment itself. For example, in times where there was the flood, where he used rain, but the kind of rain that was far beyond what could be produced naturally. It was a supernatural event. You think of the hailstones and the locusts and the frogs and those things that were brought against Egypt. Or you think about Joshua's long day where the sun stood still. All of these are events in nature, but they were completely unpredictable, and they weren't regular, and they couldn't be explained naturally. In other words, by having these signs being not naturally occurring, they did function as signs saying that God is at work here, you need to pay attention. Well, that's completely different than these upcoming blood moons, because they could predict those if anybody had the knowledge, including the angels back at near the beginning of creation. If they knew these trajectories, these planetary motions, these are absolutely predictable, and they are repeatable, and they're completely natural events. That being the case, they don't function as signs the way God has used signs in nature in the past.
You know what's interesting? You're just telling me, as I glean what you just said, God uses supernatural signs to speak and communicate to us, and he lays that out in the scripture. So we had better be disciplined to reading what God's word says instead of looking at the NASA website or something else about the blood moons. In fact, David, is this not dangerous? These prophecy teachers writing books, doing videos, etc. Should not we stick to the word of God when we're teaching the body of Christ?
Well, yes, we absolutely should. And, you know, my concern about this particular prophecy, it's probably gained more traction in the evangelical world than some in the past concerning things that were close to date setting or actual date setting. And I have concerns in a couple of areas. One is that we know that the Bible teaches that the rapture could occur at any moment. Well, if there people are coming to believe that the rapture can't occur until the Feast of Trumpets in the fall of this year or the fall of next year, that means he couldn't come today, he couldn't come tomorrow, and people are going to be caught unawares if he does. The other danger is if nothing happens in this year or next year and these blood moons pass without God actually kicking off the end times events, then my concern is how many people are just going to turn away, disillusioned and in disgust, and say, I've had it, I'm not listening to prophecy teachers anymore, they don't know what they're talking about, I'm turning away from the Bible because every time they say something like this, it doesn't happen. So there's the danger with that as well.
You know, I think that is absolutely key. Folks, you need to go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. It's radio when you want it, when it's convenient for you to listen to it, and re-listen to what David just said. Not only the entire conversation, but especially what he just said about those who are false teachers to some extent. They do not know that's an absolute. It's not in God's word. It's not a supernatural event. David, I have to commend you for your outstanding work on writing this article. Again, give us the address for that article.
Yes, it's at the Alliance for Biblical Integrity website, biblicalintegrity.org. One word, biblicalintegrity.org.
And David James will be joining us at the School of Prophets, Louisiana Baptist University Prophecy Conference. He'll be teaching God's Plan Through the Ages. That's in February 24th through the 28th in Shreveport, Louisiana. David, thank you for your work. God bless you, buddy. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much.